This is what people expect to see from top football players. Lots of action, intense competition, and physical contact.
At the height of a player's career, they're so athletic and so well-conditioned and well-trained that they can withstand almost anything from a physical point of view.
Dr. Archie Roberts should know. He played in the National Football League for both the Miami Dolphins and Cleveland Browns before becoming a heart surgeon. Now he heads the Living Heart Foundation. Its mission is to educate people about heart disease, to encourage early detection through screening, and to provide a plan to improve an athlete or former athlete's health. Dr. Roberts says he got motivated because so many athletes die way too young.
Cardiovascular disease is the number one killer in the United States, and it often has a long latent period where early problems develop within the body that eventually build up to be life-threatening problems some 10, 20, or 30 years later.
It can even be a problem for young athletes. 17-year-old Nick Rotolo died suddenly of a heart attack during a hockey game 3 years ago. And since then, other young athletes have suffered cardiac arrest. Through his foundation, Dr. Roberts and other doctors are screening high school athletes as part of a pilot program. In Italy, all young athletes undergo a thorough cardio screening before they're allowed to play on a team. Those at risk for heart attack are not allowed to play. The screening has reduced the incidence of sudden death in young Italian athletes by almost 90%, according to Dr. Gaetano Tiana from the Padua Center for Sports Medicine.
This was absolutely amazing because this was proving that the pre-participation screening is a life-saving tool.
The combination of large body size is a risk factor for cardiovascular disease, and the collisions associated with football and other contact sports can take a toll as an athlete ages. A new development in healthcare for athletes and former athletes involves a screening device called a sphygmocore. It has a small pressure sensor that provides more information about blood pressure than the traditional arm cuff. It also assesses the condition of the arteries.
With these newer techniques, we can detect earlier stages of atherosclerosis or hardening of the arteries at a point where we can intervene and prevent serious consequences from occurring.
More than 1,000 active and retired athletes have been tested using a sphygmocore. Dr. Roberts says the early diagnosis has already saved lives. Carol Pearson, VOA News.
This pass is complete.